You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Are you better off with an MSP or without an MSP? That is the question we're going to tackle on today's episode. It's a challenging question, and it's a complicated question. It's not easy to answer because there's a lot of variables, and I acknowledge all of these complications in addressing this type of an issue, but we're going to do it nevertheless because it is something that I think needs to be addressed, and I'll explain why. About 2 weeks ago, we wrote an article titled, MSPs, hackers don't want to mess with MSPs. And the gist of the article was that, you know, with the attacks on MSPs over the last, let's say, 24 months or so, the press, the non-technical press mostly, has now become aware of MSPs, generally speaking, and they are carrying this as a story, as they rightly should, and putting out information about, you know, how MSPs are being attacked and how that's ultimately leading to, you know, potentially bad outcomes and bad results for the customers of those MSP organizations. And so that has drudged up a lot of demand to have a frank conversation about this topic. And so in part, I wanted to talk about this topic of are we better off with the MSPs or without the MSPs as a way to address the criticism that we have received on that article. And I don't know if it's necessarily widespread criticism. There are at least a handful of people who have said, claim to be security people. I don't know which organizations they work for. I have a suspicion. I know which ones, but it doesn't matter really. But suffice it to say, the criticism was basically, hey, we shouldn't be talking about MSPs as being, 100% safe. First of all, never said MSPs are 100% safe. Nobody is 100% safe. But through today's topic of are we better off with or without MSPs, I will attempt to frame this conversation in a way that will be more engaging and hopefully draw out more of a conversation. And if you agree or you don't agree, let's have a conversation, but at least let's have the facts straight and have them correct so that we can speak intelligently and actually have a beneficial conversation. So to start this whole conversation off, I want to predicate all of this with one caveat, which is whether you are better off with or without an MSP, we need to define what an MSP is, because I think in and of that question, there is a lot of variance in when you look at the types of attacks that we've witnessed over the last roughly 2 years. It is undeniable that there have been some fairly big, mega outsourcing, IT outsourcing organizations that also have managed services departments who were hacked. I don't know. I don't claim to know, but I have not seen any evidence to suggest that those large IT outsourcing organizations had their managed services departments specifically targeted. I'm not saying that they weren't, but I'm not saying that they were either. I just know that these are large organizations. You would know them if I, mentioned their names. I'm not going to mention their names. You can go read about them online. But they are out there. And I recognize that those organizations have had, fairly sophisticated, I would call them cyber attacks, aimed at them. And to all accounts, it looks like they were successful. Moving beyond that, I do acknowledge that there are, quote unquote, even real MSPs that have been attacked, and some of those attacks have actually been successful. Again, I'm not going to name names because some of them are out there in the public domain. You can just read about them yourself and come to your own conclusions. Moving forward, I will acknowledge and I will state for the record that my own personal investigation into just reading random news accounts, and again, I'm not talking about tech media. These are mostly non-tech media outlets where I'm reading some of these reports, and they, the non-tech media, so people not trained in the technical arts, if you want to call it that, when they represent that a, quote, MSP was attacked and infected with ransomware, and their customers were, in fact, infected with ransomware, that's where I think we need to be very cautious, and that's where we have to start to draw a line between who are the real MSPs and who are not the real MSPs. And my own evidence, or sorry, my own investigation and research into some of those companies, and I didn't do an exhaustive analysis because the articles that I read did not list an exhaustive list themselves. They gave maybe a handful of samples of known companies, and I looked at some of them, and quite a few of them that I just referenced and looked up over the internet were clearly not MSPs. They're clearly something else. They're maybe IT providers, but they're clearly break fix. If they call themselves an MSP, then from all external evidence that I could see, and just my judgment as being in this industry for 20 years and being able to pretty accurately predict and identify who, you know, who, what an MSP is, and markers of how they market themselves and what they call themselves on their websites. You know, a lot of these companies that were infected by cyber attacks were not real MSPs, in my judgment. So that's necessary to frame this conversation, and it is a conversation, to identify, you know, what our reality is and how we best move forward and how we address this critical issue of today, today's episode. Are we better off with or without the MSPs? So that's my definition. If you get a real MSP who is providing you with proactive IT managed services, not reactive, and if those managed services are tailored or customized for a particular business need, as many of you know what I'm talking about, then these are the questions that I would like to walk us through. That type of an MSP. Are you better off with an MSP, as I just defined them, compared to not having an MSP if you are a company, an organization without any internal IT support? I would say you are clearly better off with an MSP than without one in that scenario, because as many small business and even some medium-sized business owners can attest, when they have no appreciable IT staff, they don't have IT tools, they don't have IT training, nobody is guarding anything. Maybe external vendors have provisioned and provided and set up and maybe perform some reactive IT services to that organization over time. Nobody is really watching the store. Nobody is really watching around the clock to make sure that the bad guys aren't getting in. So I think that that's a pretty simple, check for our column, which is, yeah, if you don't have an internal IT department, you're better off with an MSP than without one. Second scenario, where you do have an internal IT department, but it might not be a fully formed or fully built out IT staff. And I'll explain. Well, that could be either you have, they're understaffed, you don't have enough people. It could be that you have people, but they're underfunded. That could play out in terms of they don't have the right tools. They don't have the right training, right? They're undertrained. They don't have time in their busy days to stay on top of all of the security and IT training and learning that you have to go to and to constantly maintain your edge in this profession. In those scenarios, I think it's undeniable that having an MSP is better than not having an MSP with those types of understaffed, underserved IT departments. The third scenario is fairly common and one that the MSP community has long been aware of, especially at the enterprise and upper mid-market levels, which are organizations that have full-time internal IT departments, and yet they still seek out the help of not just one, but sometimes, oftentimes, multiple MSPs. What does that look like? Many scenarios, many different variations on that theme, but I'll give you a few. If you have a fairly large organization with an internal, a really fully developed internal IT department, they've got training, they've got the people, the bodies are there, they've got the tools, they've got access to the tools, and they have the education, the background, and the ongoing training to be very effective at what they do, they're still quite a documented history going back at least two decades or more of those types of internal organizations seeking out multiple MSPs to help them with strategic business and technical objectives. And in those cases, I think we've already answered the question. Those organizations are better off having an MSP or multiple MSPs because it helps them to stay focused on their core internal competencies, their core internal objectives, and outsource those things which are necessary but not necessarily core to what the organization or specifically what that internal IT department is tasked to do. So, my assessment is, and yes, I'm biased, we are all better off with MSPs than without them. The purpose of the article was simply to say that just because you have an MSP in, working with your organization does not mean that your organization is inherently more at risk, right? That's a logical fallacy. It doesn't mean that. If you have a badly run MSP working for you, yes, you are more at risk, probably. If you have a badly trained, badly performing internal IT department, you are also at risk. So it's not a question of MSP good or bad. It's a question of, do you have, whether internal or external, enough people, enough tools, enough education and training and wherewithal to apply those various resources to protect your organization? That is the central question of the world, right? That's what we're trying to solve with this thing called managed services. And just because you have an MSP does not in and of itself mean that you are more at risk, especially in the context of MSPs being targeted as they have been over the last 24 months or so. And that's really what we were trying to get at with that article. And, what the other point in the article was also that we are now starting to see a very rapid response within the MSP community in identifying what those attack methods are, remediating, learning from those attacks, making internal modifications, not only in policies, procedures, and methods, but also in the types of tools and the way those tools are being handled. And I don't think that anyone would really challenge that. I think that's a fairly, common sense statement and belief. And the more that happens, we're going to see, we hope, less and less intentional targeting of MSPs because we hope, again, that MSPs will become less and less open and vulnerable to these attacks, meaning they're going to be a brick wall, right? They're going to be an immediate defense against a cyber attacker trying to gain access to a customer's information or network or systems. And that's what we want. We want them to feel defeated. We want them to go other places where they are less heavily defended areas, shall we say. And that's not going to be foolproof, right? I'm telling you right now, nobody is going to be 100% safe moving forward just because they have an MSP. So don't even think it. Don't even attribute it to me because that's not what I'm saying. And it's not certainly what I said in that article. But it does mean that we are better off with MSPs than without them. And we need better and better trained MSPs. We need better and better trained organizations, including internal IT departments, who will listen and have a more open dialogue with their MSPs about things that they should be doing that they're probably not doing today. Things that I will say could very quickly and very easily reduce by a tremendous percentage their threat profile, their vulnerability to an attack, to a successful attack, just by doing some simple things, right? Things that we already know about: multi-factor authentication, performing regular backups, you know, protecting your emails, making sure that employees are well trained on, you know, what email links to click on, which ones they shouldn't, you know, phishing campaigns, et cetera. You guys know all this. That's what we're talking about. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be something that just happens. It's going to be a progression. It's going to be something that we have to constantly apply thought, open discussion like we are having here, and attempt to fix this problem as often as we can, because as soon as we fix one area, I guarantee you that the hackers are going to come into another area and they're going to try to exploit that. And that's just the nature of this game. And again, for those of you who are late to this program or somehow think that I didn't say it, I'm not saying that MSPs are 100% foolproof. Never have, I never will. But I certainly would feel much better having an MSP against my back, watching my back, making sure that my organization is protected against and defended against, than not having one. And that's my statement after seeing this industry for 20 plus years, seeing how it's grown and all the good that it does. I certainly feel much better having MSPs in the world than not having them. So we would love to have your thoughts. If you agree, if you disagree, especially if you disagree, leave a comment. If you disagree and you want to come on to this program and you want to talk about something that you think we missed, I would love to have you come on board and share your thoughts. That's what this program is all about. And, you know, don't be afraid. We're not going to be hostile towards your perspectives. Definitely, I think the more perspectives, the better. So if you have one and you want to let it be known, contact us and we'll see about getting you on the program for a discussion. Until then, be safe, be aware. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so make sure that you're practicing good, safe cyber hygiene, and we'll see you next time on the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.